Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, September 10th, 2020. I'm Rich Straffolino. The Portland, Oregon City Council unanimously voted to approve two bans on facial recognition technology in the city. The first would ban the public use of the technology by city bureaus, including the police. The second ban affects the use of facial recognition in all private use in places of public accommodation. The first ban goes into effect immediately, while the second becomes effective January 1st, 2021. Portland public schools are exempted from the bans. The bans allow for individuals to sue for violations and establishes a new chapter of city code constraining the use of facial recognition by private entities. Motorola announced the second generation of its Razr foldable phone. Similar to the original, the phone offers a 6.2-inch 21.9x9 foldable display inside the phone with a 2.7-inch OLED display on the outside for notifications. It also adds sub-6 GHz 5G thanks to the Snapdragon 765G SoC inside, along with 8 GB of RAM, 256 GB of storage, a 2,800 mAh battery, and a fingerprint reader on the back of the phone. The selfie camera now offers a 20-megapixel sensor that pixel bins down to 5-megapixel stills, and on the back is a 48-megapixel sensor with a new laser autofocus time-of-flight sensor and optical image stabilization. The phone will be available unlocked or on AT&T and T-Mobile for $1,399 later this fall. Lucid Motors revealed the production version of its Air electric sedan, as well as pricing and configuration information. At launch in Q2 2021, Lucid will offer the Air Dream Edition and Air Grand Touring models. The Dream Edition offers a 1,080 horsepower engine, a 0-60 time of 2.5 seconds, a maximum range of 503 miles, and a starting price of $169,000 before tax incentives. The Air Grand Touring model offers 800 horsepower, a 3-second 0-60 time, 517 miles of range, with a $139,000 starting price. In late 2021, the Air Touring goes on sale, starting at $95,000, offering 620 horsepower, a 3.2-second 0-60 time, with 402 miles of range. Finally, sometime in 2022, Lucid Motors will offer the standard Air sedan, although the company only said that it would start below $80,000 and support 350 kilowatt DC fast charging. Walmart announced a pilot drone delivery service from its stores in Fayetteville, North Carolina. The drones are provided by Israeli startup Flytrex Aviation and can fly around 6.2 miles, carrying packages up to 6.2 pounds once they take off from a landing pad near the store. Walmart's new Walmart Plus service goes live on September 15th. Microsoft Game Pass service will have more games soon, as EA announced its game subscription service, EA Play, will be included with Game Pass for no extra cost starting sometime this holiday. EA Play costs $4.99 a month alone on consoles. Xbox Game Pass costs $4.99 a month as well. Game Pass Ultimate, which also includes Xbox Live Gold and xCloud Streaming, costs $14.99 a month. Game Pass Ultimate subscribers will also be able to stream, not just download, some EA games. Tile announced a new Premium Protect level of service that will reimburse users for the cost of lost items, up to $1,000 per year, if Tile is unable to help them find their lost item within 7 days, covering Tile trackers and Tile-enabled partner products like Skullcandy earbuds and the HP Elite Dragonfly laptop. Tile already has a $30 premium plan with smart alerts that ping users when they've left something behind, along with free battery replacements and an extended hardware warranty and customer care. Premium Protect is $100 a year. Sony announced it plans to release almost 40 original podcasts in 2020, with over 100 original podcasts in development. Sony claims it's the largest investment in podcasting by a major music label. Content includes 2 new podcasts by director Adam McKay, a music podcast looking at hits from the 1990s, as well as content coming from joint ventures with other partners, including former Planet Money host Adam Davidson. Google Finance began rolling out a redesign across mobile and desktop, moving away from looking at a list of search results and now offering bolder colors to help stocks stand out from one another. The update also introduces watch lists, which will aggregate news stats and earnings details of selected stocks in a single place. Later this year, watch lists will also introduce model portfolios to better track daily gains and losses. Google Finance also supports Google Calendar integration for things like earning calls and other company events, and will show explanations of key terms in the app to help increase financial literacy. A new security notice published by the Bluetooth Special Interest Group details a vulnerability called Blurtooth, which impacts the Bluetooth standard cross-transport key derivation, or CTKD. The CTKD component is responsible for negotiating authentication keys during device pairing. Blurtooth attacks can either completely overwrite these authentication keys or downgrade them to use weak encryption, with all devices using Bluetooth 4 through Bluetooth 5.0 vulnerable to the exploit. No patch is currently available, with a Bluetooth SIG recommending users control the environment in which devices are paired as the best mitigation currently. Bluetooth 5.1 is not vulnerable to the attack. Google's Area 120 incubator launched Fundo in limited beta last summer, offering creators the ability to host ticketed paid virtual meet and greets. The service is now exiting beta and available to all users. Fundo allows up to 30 users to be on screen at the same time, with Google handling the video streaming, payment processing, and scheduling in exchange for 20% of ticket sales. With the public launch, Fundo also adds the ability to search for events on its main website and schedule one-on-one meetings with creators. And finally, AMD announced 2 events. The first is on October 8th and will focus on CPUs using its new Zen 3 architecture, although it's unclear what types of CPUs will be announced. The second event will be on October 28th, with AMD promising details on the Radeon RX 6000 series that will use its RDNA 2 architecture, the same architecture used in the GPUs for next-generation Xbox Series and PS5 consoles. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.